98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Doug and Wolf.
Giving you inside information on the NFL every week.
Dude, what's happening?
NFL insider John Clayton.
Mom, when's dinner?
Joins Doug and Wolf now. Brought to you by Courtesy Chevrolet, serving the Valley for over 60 years. Number one for a reason. Visit CourtesyChev.com.
30 hardcore minutes of football here on the Doug and Wolf Show. 15 minutes away from the general manager, Steve Keim, of the Arizona Cardinals. Right now, you get the Doug and Wolf NFL insider of ClaytonFootball.com, John Clayton, who started covering the NFL when I was 4 months old. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? You were in diapers.
I was. Yes. I was. Johnny, hopefully I broke out early, though.
We're just thinking about the game last night. Oh. Maybe one of the best football games I have seen, let alone a Thursday night game.
No question about it. I mean, because Patrick Mahomes comes out hot, looked like it was going to be a blowout. The pass rush was great for the Kansas City Chiefs. They were getting to Phillip Rivers. He was making mistakes. And then here, all of a sudden, Rivers' tenacity came back and was able to pull out that victory. Great, great win. And I think what it does show how good Phillip Rivers is, because he's having his best season. I mean, he's carrying this football team. And this was such a great win. It really sets it up now for a great finish for the AFC.
John, do you think Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Yes.
I do. Not because. Unfortunately,
for those of you who don't know, John Clayton, you still have your Hall of Fame vote, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the sentiment out there amongst your colleagues?
Well, I think everybody likes him because, you look at the yards, you look at the success that he's had through the years, the tenacity that he shows in the field. And just, the one thing I think that, I know just even being around him like two games in the last month or so is that, they look at him as almost like a football savant. What makes him so good is that his ability to recognize things, because, once he takes a snap, he knows where the ball is going to go and he's able to get rid of the ball so fast. And that's the thing I thought was going to go against him last night, because they were getting pressure to him that he really doesn't really get. I mean, because if you notice, he's so good at being able to recognize the play and getting the ball out to the receivers. And they've got four really good receivers, is that, he doesn't get sacked much. Well, he was getting sacked as much as any game I've ever seen him play. And yet he was able to fight through that and come get the win. But I think that even though he's not been to a Super Bowl, everybody recognizes what a great quarterback he is.
Now, since you're a Hall of Fame voter, and since 3% of the audience that's listening gives me great credibility, let me lose that 3%. Is Patrick Mahomes a Hall of Famer?
I think it's a little bit early in the first year.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
But,
okay.
Let's put it this way. To me, it looks like he's set to have a Hall of Fame career.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I didn't even expect that. I was just joking. That's strong, John.
It is incredible right there. We're talking to the legendary John Clayton here on the Doug and Wolf Show. What about Carson Wentz and his back? What can you tell us about this? And will the Eagles shut him down?
I think they have to. I mean, I know he's not going to play this week, and maybe just gauging if they lose this game. And, of course, you look at the two games that they have coming up, how tough they're going to be, Rams and Saints. There's a good chance that they'll go 6-8, maybe 6-9, and they might as well shut him down because he's had this injury now for some period of time. It's a cracked vertebrae, and that's very serious. And so I think that we probably have seen the last of him this year. We've probably seen the last of the Philadelphia Eagles this year. Yeah, that fought through the injuries at the corner. Cornerback position at safety. They're depleted in the secondary. They've been banged up on the offensive line. They haven't got the running game going, and they've got the Super Bowl hangover. I mean, that's where things just have not worked out. And you look at all three of those 6-7 teams, all have major, major problems. Philly without Wentz. You've got the 5-game losing streak for the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. The Redskins are absolutely decimated with injuries. And so it looks like what's going to end up happening is the Minnesota Vikings are going to back into the playoffs.
We're talking to John Clayton of ClaytonFootball.com, the Doug and Wolf NFL insider. Very strange question. This is a local Raiders question, okay?
Yeah.
I don't buy this at all, but our newsroom, and I don't even know if they're talking off the record or on, so I'm probably throwing somebody under the bus even bringing this up. But with the comments of Mark Davis for years saying, if the city of Oakland ever sues us, we are not going to stay for the last year of the lease, and they don't have a lease for 2019. So the topic has been go to Sam Boyd Stadium in Vegas, play in San Diego, play maybe in San Francisco at Levi SoFi Stadium. Suddenly, somebody's throwing out there, State Farm Stadium is an option. Have you heard anything about the Raiders potentially spending 2019 in Phoenix, or is it like all bets are on the table? How is this Raiders thing going to play out?
Well, Mark, even at the end of the owners' meeting on Wednesday, said all bets are on the table, because if you also see some of the reports, Seattle is a possibility. And it's like he's got to find someplace, and I'm sure that both Arizona and Phoenix and certainly Seattle at the toward the end of the list, but they've got to find some place. And so you would figure the ideal place to go would be Santa Clara, but I remember a comment to Mark Davis made to me at an owner's meeting is that he says it's easier to fly down or even drive down to Los Angeles, in his opinion, than it is to drive from Oakland to Santa Clara because of just the traffic and all the problems of getting down there. But they've got to find some place because there's no way they're going to be back in Oakland with the lawsuit and all the problems that are going to be entailed. And so, again, I think the two main options are going to be certainly going to Levi Stadium and then going to San Diego. After that, all bets are on the table.
Johnny, I know that we've asked you this in the past, but Steve Wilks, warm seat or hot seat, in your opinion?
I still think it's a warm seat because I think, you know, because you look at the problem, if you're going to put him among that, because that would probably take it up to nine coaches on the hot seat. I mean, are you going to be able to find the right replacement for him? Because I think that's one of the problems that this league has, too many coaching changes. And when you have that many coaching changes, you may not necessarily get all the replacements. I mean, you look at the list of right now, the top, 10 of the top 12 positions in next year's draft are pretty much taken up by coaches that are in their first, second, or third years. And so it's like, okay, you're going to have more failures than success a lot of times when you try to hire a coach, because can you get that right guy? And what everybody's looking for is that offensive-minded coach. They want Sean McVay. They want Doug Peterson. They want Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. Those are the type of guys. But the problem is, when you keep going and hitting the well each year trying to get new coaches, you run out of options. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's put it this way. I just was on the sidelines watching the Minnesota game and watching Mike Zimmer fume at John DeFilippo. John DeFilippo was one of the main candidates for a job. Maybe he still will be, but he just got fired.
Yeah, it's interesting. John Clayton of ClaytonFootball.com joining Doug and Wolf to give you a time cue. I got about 45 seconds, 60 seconds, but I'm still really interested in this. You talk to so many scouts, so many general managers, so many people around the game. If ClaytonFootball.com did an informal poll and said, with what you know now, is Josh Rosen a top 10 pick in the 2018 NFL draft, would he still be?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, particularly even next year, because in the 2019 draft, there's so few offensive players. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing that I think, I mean, certainly for quarterbacks, because of this year's class, it's depleted. And you look at the list and you look at most mock drafts and it's just dominated by defensive players. Mm-hmm. And so there's no question his stock probably goes up just because this is a defensive-minded draft and the quarterbacks are so shaky in this draft. No, he would go higher, I would presume, in this year's draft than he would last year's draft.
Good talk.
Johnny, thank you so much, man. Say hello to Pat for us.
Okay, thanks.